room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Pregame coverage, followed by your opening tip-off, is coming up right after these messages from our Care Radio Sports Booster.
Taco John's Alaska Flounder Fish Tacos. Fresh, tender, flaky, hooked yet? Wild-caught Alaska Flounder Fish Tacos are back at Taco John's, but only for a limited time. Reel them in today at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. The new Nacho Taco Bravo from Taco John's. Our famous beef crispy taco wrapped in a soft tortilla, all held together by refried beans and warm nacho cheese. This is Nacho Average Taco. Get two for just $6 only at Taco John's.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part. And with locations in Leavenworth, Smithville, and Sabetha, they can get that part same day, if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at Second Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Are you dreaming of a lush, green, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care has the solution with their six-step lawn chemical program. Serving Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties, we tailor treatments to your needs. Choose all six rounds or customize your plan. Call now for a free estimate and ask about our prepaid discount. Transform your lawn into a paradise with Urban Lawn Care, where dreams grow green.
Welcome back once again to Valley Heights High School here in Blue Rapids, Kansas, where we're getting set to go to the second game of the night. It is Class 2A Sub-State Championship round of the guys' side, as it'll be Mar Hill Mount Academy's Ravens up against the Rossville Dogs. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph producing and engineering in the Care Sports Studio. Tom Counts with you here, courtside. Going to be hard to have a game more thrilling than the previous one. A one-point win for Valley Falls over Mission Valley. But that's it. Got a couple of good teams here. Let's look at the starters. First of all, for Rossville and head coach Brandon McDonald. Rossville is going to be starting Jacoby McDonald. He's a 5'7" junior. Jack Donovan is a junior at 5'11". 6'4" junior Cameron Miller. They're going to have Brock Bush. He's a senior at 6'1". And running it out is 6'2" senior Cameron Badura. Former Hill Mount Academy and head coach Christian Wessel. The Ravens will have Owen Dulac and Brody Coatman, Luke Siebert, Raheem Thompson, all seniors, and one junior. That'll be Derek Ebanks. Ravens are going to be the home team tonight, so they're going to be in the home white with black and gold for Rossville. It'll be the traveling black uniforms. with red and white. We are set to go, and hope you enjoy it. High school basketball, the Class 2A sub-state championship. Coming into the center circle to jump it off. It is going to be tipped away and thrown out of bounds, and it is going to be Rossville's basketball. So Rossville is going to be putting in play between Raven Finch and the scorer's table. MHMA to my right, Rossville to my left. We're underway. The feed goes into the middle of a quick turnaround shot from about 10 or 12 feet away. It's going to be up and good, and as quickly as that, Cameron Miller makes it a 2-0 lead for Rossville. Ravens with a basketball up top side. Going to be Siebert to Ebanks. He'll go three off the rim. No rebound loop. Siebert brings it back to Derek. He will go into the lane. Put up another shot. No. Rebound. Going to be cleared away by Rossville. Dogs will bring it into the forecourt. Running it down the right side. Bringing it back off on top. It's going to be Donovan. The feet into the lane. Lots of movement. Lots of travel. That was a turnover on the traveling violation. Ravens are going to have it in play from deep in the backcourt. 7:18 to go. Here in the very first moments of the game. 2-0. Rossville in front. Left side is going to be Luke. He'll bring it out on top. Rossville going to start off. Are they in a zone? They are. How about that? Pass comes out on top. Owen. Dulac pivots with the right foot. Kicks it over to Luke. Siebert way out on the wing. He's over in front of the Rossville bench. Just right in front of the Rossville. Now the pass goes into the middle. It's going to be batted away. It's loose on the floor. And it's going to be controlled down. Rossville brings it down. Goes in. Goes up. Shot blocked. Knocked in away by Raheem Thompson. Here come the Ravens. Ebanks in. Up. No. He's 0 for 3 to start the game. Three quick shots. None of them going in. Still a 2-0 lead for Rossville. 6.5 to go in the first quarter. The voice you hear in the background is going to be Coach McDonald for Rossville. Out on top. That's a long three. Buried it. Three-point shot, Jack Donovan. It is 5-0 in the early moments. Rossville in front. Ravens into the forecourt with a basketball. We're 2 minutes into the game. Skip pass in the middle. Nobody went for it. Going to be stolen away by Rossville. Ravens with a little bit of a shaky start. The drive to the baseline, the play off the screen, the shot off the window, no good, and the rebound pulled down by the Ravens, and a foul beneath the goal. Foul is going to be on Luke Siebert. It'll be his first. And for the Ravens, it'll be team foul one. Inside 6 minutes to go in the opening quarter, we're 5-0. Rossville with the early lead. Dogs are going to put it in play down to the baseline and rotate it out on top. Jacoby McDonald. Here's another three, left side. This one is going to be a little bit short and a big collision, and that's got to be a foul on Bush. So Brock Bush collects his first foul of the game, and the Ravens are going to have it in play from deep in the backcourt. 5:50 to go in the opening quarter. 5-0. Rossville in front of Ravens. Not really counting a good look at the rim quite yet. Tom Sabre, there's going to be Dulac. Owen goes into the lane. Feeds underneath Raheem. Couple of head fakes later. The shot is up and good by Copeman. So the Ravens are on the board with 5.5 to go in the first. 5-2. Pass inside. Batted away. Susan Bohr picked up by Owen. Dulac outlets. Left side. Ebeg puts it up. Got the roll. Jarrett gets the bucket. And it is back to a quickly a one-point game. 5 minutes ago in quarter number one. Little skip pass over to the right side. It's going to be Cameron Miller. Goes into the lane. 17-foot shot is up off the rim. No good. Rebound. Tipped again. And Ravens are going to sweep it down. Copeman slapped it out on top where Dulac was able to control the ball away. And Ravens into the forefront with a chance of their first lead of the game. Ebanks. Little bounce pass comes out on top to Siebert. Goes back out on top to Dulac. Owen over to Derek. Steps inside the defender. Feeds it into the corner. From there, the shot is up. No. Offensive rebound. It's going to be stripped away, and we're going to have a foul on Rossville. See against whom as the official comes over here. It will be the first foul of the game by Jack Donovan. It'll be Rossville team foul two. Ravens have committed one. And MHMA coming to the free throw line. It's going to be Raheem up there. First one. No. Very flat. Hits the back of the rim. Kicks way back. Neither team has gone to the bench until just this second. As soon as I say that, the Ravens are going to go to the bench, and they're going to bring Wirtz into the game. Bo Wirtz, second free throw, rattles in. So Bo into the game. I'm going to tell you, it's one of those silly things, but I look at the program for the game. I know these guys. I've known them, since they were two. But I don't know their names. Here's a shot from the outside. It's up and no good. Bo Wirtz in the game. He's bringing up the ball for Morehead Academy off that missed shot. I've always known him to be Bo. I had no idea his name was really Boniface. Here's a follow shot. Won't go. Rebounding it down. Rossville. Just like Brody Koopman. Known him since he was a kid. I didn't know it was Broderick. So, I like that. The official scorebook used their official name. And here comes Morehead Academy back up court. It's a 5-5 ball. Game at the 350 mark. Baseline three. Way too strong. Rebound. Big man. Follows and missed. Rebound. Tip. Tipped again. Pull down Rossville. Dogs coming down with a basketball. And the driving shot. It's up. It's in. And it's a plus. And this is the problem for the Ravens. It's going to be the second foul of the game for Luke Siebers. And they look to Luke to be many times their team's leading scorer, and he does a lot of things for this team. He's coming off the floor with a very frustrated look across his face that he has no points in the game but has committed a couple of fouls. Cameron Badura at the free throw line, and his shot is up and good. He will complete the three-point play. It is now 8-5. 3:33 to go in the first quarter. Ravens with a basketball, trailing by three. Here's a little jump shot from underneath. Way too soft by Bo. And Rossville comes back up four with it. 3:17 to go, opening quarter. Ravens look like a team still trying to get their game legs beneath them. Here's a shot off the window and in. Driving shot from the right side is going to be good. It is now 10-5. 3 minutes to go in the first. Pass comes out on top. Over to the left. Wirtz will go three. Too strong. Rebound Rossville. McDonald coming out with a basketball, and he will quickly bring it up before, and it's going to be knocked for stolen. Here comes Ebanks, and he gets fouled on the fast break. 2:44 to go in the opening quarter. Rossville's going to make its first substitution, bringing 5'11" junior Andre Johnson into the game. Out on top, Wirtz for three. There it is. So the first long-range shot of the game for the Ravens makes it 10-8. And we're 2.5 to go. Skip pass over to the right side. The feet in the lane, all alone inside. It's going to be up and good. Badura. 12-8, Rossville. MHMA working against his zone. And there's going to be a travel. It's going to be on Ebanks. So Derek will come out of the ball game, and the Ravens are going to bring the junior, Adric Korbelik. So you got Coatman out there and Thompson. You've got Leon Turner in the game, Korbelik, and Wirtz. Those are your Raven five. Here's a feed underneath, crossing over. The shot is up, won't go in, and there's a travel on Rossville. With a minute 57 to go in the opening quarter. Ravens back up floor with the basketball, trailing by four. It is 12-8. Dogs with the lead. Wirtz will have it up top side. Comes off the screen, goes down the right side of the lane, feeds underneath. Pass, and the layup is good by Koopman. He's got four. 12-10. Minute and a half, though. First quarter going along pretty quickly here. skip pass over to the right side. A look into the middle. Both teams playing zone. That is so unusual. Three-pointer, way off. Offensive rebound, followed in a block and a foul, and two free throws coming up for Rossville. The foul is going to be on the Ravens, and it will be on Adric. So Corbelly picking up his first foul. Team fouls are going to be even up at three apiece. Free throws for the Dogs and Ray Johnson. First one gets in. It danced around a little bit, but he got it to fall. Rossville goes back up by three. Jim getting pretty quiet here for that second one. It is up. It is in and out. No. Very flat shot. And now the official from out in front of the scorer's table calls a lane violation on the Ravens. So a big break for Ross. See if he can convert. And with it. MHDMA basketball with a minute 15 to go in the first quarter. Wirtz has it on top, pumps it up the right side, gets it there to Derek. He banks back in the game right now. Comes off on top. Leon, Turner's skip pass over to Ebank. Lob out on top to Wirtz. A minute to go, the feed underneath, the ball lost. He's back on top. Ebank can't lose the defender. Now he'll just put up an off-balance shot, missing. Rebound, Ravens. Comes back on top. Leon spins and twists and turns and kicks it over left. Corbelly for three. That's his shot. Adric Corbelly, an excellent perimeter shooter. And it's 13-13. Half a minute to go in the opening quarter. Baseline three. Rossville, no. Rebound, Ravens. So Morgan Mount Academy with an opportunity to take a lead at the end of the opening quarter. Topside with it is going to be Wirtz. He'll look over his shoulder. Coach Wessel gets the call. 7 seconds, down six. Wirtz goes into the lane. Goes from eight. No. Rebound, big guy. Goes up, gets fouled. Ravens coming to the free throw line with 1.1 to go in the first. The foul is on Rossville's Cameron Badura. It'll be his first foul. And coming to the line, Raheem Thompson. Raheem is one of two at the line tonight. First one, nope. Rossville, in these waning moments, is going to go to the bench and bring Tayson Horak into the game. So Horak will come in with 1.1 seconds left in the first quarter. Second free throw, yes. Raheem puts the Ravens in front, and the half-court shot hits the backboard, but nothing else. And we are one quarter through game two. Out of the floor. After one here in Valley Heights High School, Morehill Mount Academy 14, Rossville 13.
K-A-I-R-F-N.
Your old farm truck, a good pair of jeans, and Grandpa's 4020 tractor. Some things are built to last. At Mustang Seeds, we're committed to building long-lasting relationships, not transactional ones. That's why our priorities have remained the same for over 60 years. People, performance, integrity. You can count on us for that. Mustang Seeds, supporting farmers from the ground up.
We're getting set to go to the second quarter here in Valley Heights High School. Blue Rapids, Kansas. It's a 14-13 Raven lead. Shows up in the studio. Tom Counts with the here courtside. Ravens are going to have the ball in play to begin things here in the second quarter. And MHMA is going to get Luke Siebert back out on the floor. He's out there with two fouls. Now Luke will go in, go up, miss the driving layup. Quite unlike him to miss that shot. Here comes Roscoe back up the floor. They'll jump it into the left corner. And jumping and falling, and Siebert completely, just completely tricked and fooled and now completely upset. He lasted 18 seconds before picking up a third foul. Not a great start to the game for him. So Luke Siebert at 7:42 to go in the second quarter, back off the floor. Inbound, a shot is going to be blocked, and Brody's going to be called for the foul. Copeland picking up his first, and the Ravens, 20 seconds into the second quarter, have two team fouls already. Crossville coming back to the free throw line, where Andre Johnson is one of two tonight. Andre eyeing it up, looking it over, and there it is. We are tied again now at 14. One more look at it. It's up. And Roscoe's back in front. Andre's going to hit them both. It is 15-14. 7:37 to go. First half. Copeman into the lane. Little sky hook. Got the bounce. It's good. Brody has six. And it's 16-15, Ravens. 7:20 to go, first half. 16-foot runner. No. Rebound, MHMA. Quickly, Ebanks into the forecourt with the basketball. Works his way over to the left wing. Pushed out on top to Owen. Back over to Derek. Back out on top to Owen. Going to lose it. Knocked out of his hands by Jacoby. Jacoby McDonald, a 5'7" junior. He is, by the way. Head coach Brandon McDonald's son, very talented young man. 7 minutes to go in the first half. Ravens have the ball, leading by one. The feed, Copeman, nice spin in the bucket. Brody with eight. 18-15 Ravens. Right now, Roscoe has no answer for the height of Brody Copeman. MHMA also has Raheem out there, but he is big, but not as fast. And here's a three from the right side, up and good. 3-point shot, Borak. And we're tied at 18. Dulac will have it on the right side, starts in, comes back, gets doubled up, skips it off on top. Copeland brings it out on top, gets it there to Ebanks. He'll come off the screen. He'll go for three. It's way short. And the long rebound slapped around. It's going to be safe. Bo Wirtz comes up with it. The finger roll missed it. Rebound. Brody had it. Lost it. Out of bounds. Roscoe. Coming into the game for Roscoe is going to be Cameron Badura. And the last words, you could just read his lips from coaches, shoot the ball. Cameron Badura, the 6'2" senior for the Dogs. He is a good one. And we're inside six to go in the half. It's an 18-18 ball game. Roscoe brings it up, goes into the lane, kicks it back right, wide open three, online too long. Rebound, Copeman. Brody hauls it down, gets it out on top, and Wirtz will bring it up. Back over to the left side, Ebanks changes directions against the double team. His shot misses. Rebound, Wirtz. Got it! Bo has five. It is 2018 Ravens. 5:20 to go. Little skip over to the left block. The kick on top. That's a really long three. And it is perfect. 3-point shot, Jack Donovan. His second of the game, and he's got eight. 21-20. Roscoe goes in front. 5 minutes to go in the opening half. Winner of this one, we get an offensive foul off the ball. And the foul is going to be on Copeman. So Brody will have his second foul, and the Ravens will have their third second quarter foul. Roscoe has not committed a foul yet here in the second. And here come the Dogs up the floor with it. Again, it's going to be McDonald. Swings it over to the right side. Gets it to Donovan. Back out McDonald. Back over to Donovan, right side. Goes out to the outside block. kicks it back off on top. Ravens stick it in that zone. Feet outside. Big guy steps inside, backs off, kicks it to the top. The three is off and long, and a rebound tipped out. It's going to be saved by Rossville. Near travel, no whistle, and Dogs going to bring it back out on top. 4.5 to go in the second quarter. Ravens zone defense doing what it's supposed to. They'll feed in the middle, no room outside. The three air ball way too strong by McDonald. Ebank going to catch it on the fly. He will spin in the lane, out of balance. Dishes underneath. The big man goes up and gets fouled. That was a pretty pass from Ebank across the lane, getting into the hands of Deron Duncan. And Duncan will come to the line. That is a foul by Cameron Miller, by the way. And Duncan's free throw, no good. Ravens having a few struggles at the free throw line. MHMA is 2 of 5 free throw shooting right now. With 4 minutes and 5 seconds to go here in the first half. So approaching the midpoint here of quarter two. Second free throw, won't get that one either. Rebound, Copeman. Brody brings it off on top. Ebank into the lane. Got fouled. Let's see where this foul is going to land. And it is going to be on Horak. Could be his first foul. Team foul two now. Precisely 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. 21-20. Rossville in front. Ravens have the ball at the baseline. Comes out on top. Works around to the left side. Ebank starts in. Backs away. Keeps the dribble alive. Cuts to the free throw line. Goes in. Little bunny hop shot is going to be up. It's off the window and in, but they're going to wave it off. I think they're going to say foul prior to the shot. It's going to be on Badura, his second. Ravens are going to have it in at their baseline. 3:50 to go in the half. In it comes to Brody. Hooks and scores. No. Missed it. From point blank range, it doesn't go in. Here comes Rossville, coast to coast. The driver, no. Rebound, Duncan. MHMA up the floor. Ebanks travels. He was just going too fast, didn't get a ball on the floor, and Ravens are going to have to kind of, I think, just take a minute, take a breath, back up. Ebanks coming out of the game. Rossville had Jacoby out for a minute, and he's going to come back in. So the Ravens 5 minute floor right now is going to be Bo Wirtz and Owen Dulac. You've got Leon Turner on the left side, Kotman on the right side, and in the middle is going to be Raheem Thompson. 3.5 to go in the half. Rossville with a lead, 21-20. The feed to the left side of the lane, and they'll throw down to the baseline, way high, way long, way out of reach for Cameron Miller. And that's uneasy. Cameron Miller at 6'4". He's got a wingspan. 3:15 to go in the half. Ravens back up court with it. It continues to be a one-point game. Three-pointer. No. Works. And in the rebound, Ravens are going to save it somehow. Here's Coleman for three. No. Rebound this time. Cleared away by Rossville and Jacoby McDonald. MHMA not showing maybe the patience that I think Coach would probably like to see from them right now, but yet it's still a one-point game. 2:45 to go in the half. Rossville with a top side, skip pass over to the right in front of the Raymond bench. Three is set sail, off no good. Offensive board, easy putback. Cameron Miller has four. 23-20, Rossville. 2.5 to go in the third, or in the second, rather. 2.5 to go in the second quarter. Ravens will feed to the baseline. No room. Wirtz will go in the lane. And then his pass to the baseline is going to be kicked out of bounds. Are we going to get Ebanks back in? We will. So Derek will come back in, taking out Leon Turner. And for the Ravens, Owen Dulac will do the inbound work. 23-20. Rossville in front. Ravens bring it in. MHMA goes left side. Ebanks goes really very, very short and wide to the left side. Derek Ebanks so far today trying to get some points on the board. He has two. Here's a little baseline turnaround. Easy enough. Cameron Miller, 6 points. 25-20. 2 minutes to go in the half. In the lane, Wirtz for two. No. Rebound. Followed up. No. Rebound. Rosbell. Ravens really having trouble getting anything to go in. Up court it comes. Over to the block. Back on top. Big man for three. Buried it. Cameron Miller. Ravens in trouble. Down eight. With a minute and a half to go. First half. Dulac will swing it over to the left side. Here's a 17-footer. Good for the long two. And Ebanks has his second basket of the game. One in the opening quarter, and now that one. 28-22. 1 minute left, first half. Hook pass to the baseline. The uncontested three is going to be off the mark. Offensive rebound and a Raven foul. Copeman thinks it's him. See what the official says. He agrees. And now for the Ravens. You've got two integral cogs to this team. Brody Copeman and Luke Siebert each now with three fouls. Free throw here. Oh, yeah. Cameron Miller is having a huge quarter. 10 points in the ballgame now for Miller. Cameron will have one more look at it here. The big 6'4" guy. Stretches it, sends it in. 30-22. And again, we're inside a minute to go in the first half. Ravens into the lane. Short jump shot. Way short by Wirtz. That thing was 2 or 3 feet short of the rim. Up the floor. Runner for 14. No. Rebound. MHMA. Here comes Dulac. Push pass. Up court. Driving right. Korbelik shoots and misses. Shot it completely over the rim. Ravens are just off their game right now. Here's a shot on the other end. It's off the glass and good for two. Jack Donovan has 10. Ravens are down 10. 32-22. Half a minute to go in the first. Between the circles with a basketball, it's going to be Ebanks. Round to the left. Dulac cuts at the baseline and fouled from behind. Reaching around, picking up a foul for Rossville. It's going to be Andre Johnson. And his first time of the game, and the Braves will be coming to the free throw line. A couple of shots coming up here. For Owen Dulac. Owen looks for his first point of the game. Wait, now they're going to say no. No shots. So let me fix my score, but they're going to say no. They're going to be putting it in play this time. 11 seconds to go in a half. Ravens with ball down 10. That's played on top. Korbelik goes through. York rebound. Rossville. They got plenty of time. Seconds. Feed the baseline left. Just looking that up. Not the first half of the Ravens, but a long way to go in this one. We'll be back inside. The teams are headed for the locker room. It is Rossville, 32. Markham out of 22.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Did you know you can have your colonoscopy done at Amberwell? Unlike area surgical centers that can have you waiting months, Amberwell Surgical Care offers a streamlined solution that can get you in and out in just weeks. Skip the initial office visit, avoid an unnecessary copay, and get your colonoscopy done in just one in-office appointment. A colonoscopy is an important step to preventing colon cancer. Visit amberwellhealth.org to schedule a consult or call 913-367-6682 in Atchison or 785-742-2131. In Hiawatha. Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive if you're not sure what you are doing. Call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide residential, commercial, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
second quarter. Morehill now scored by Rossville to the tune of 19-8. And that has staked Rossville to this 32-22 intermission lead. Recapping the scoring for you from the first half. First of all, for the Dogs, a couple of guys in double figures as Cameron Miller has 11 and Jack Donovan with 10. 5.5 for Cameron Badura. Three-piece Andre Johnson and Tayson Horak. For MHMA, Brody Coatman has been the scorer so far. He's got 8. You've got 5 in the game for Bo Wirtz off the bench. 4 in the game for Derek Hanks. Adrian Corblett hit an opening quarter 3 and 2 for Raheem Thompson. The Ravens are also 2 of 6 at the free throw line in his game so far, and a big deal for MHMA, fouls and foul trouble. And foul trouble by integral cogs to this team. For Rossville, one guy has 2 fouls. No one in foul trouble. From our academy, Seaport has 3. The Ravens are kind of jammed up. Hey, Coach! The Ravens are kind of jammed up with 2 of their starters and leading players. Spring foul. Right now, with that halftime score from Valley Heights High School, Blue Rapids, Kansas, it is Rossville 32, Morehill Academy 22. Bringing it back to news of the year's world. It's amazing.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
Did you know you can have your colonoscopy done at Amberwell? Unlike area surgical centers that can have you waiting months, Amberwell Surgical Care offers a streamlined solution that can get you in and out in just weeks. Skip the initial office visit, avoid an unnecessary copay, and get your colonoscopy done in just one in-office appointment. A colonoscopy is an important step to preventing colon cancer. Visit amberwellhealth.org to schedule a consult or call 913-367-6682 in Atchison or 785-742-2131. In Hiawatha.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy, tastes good.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. We'll be returning to Tom Couts and the Morehill Mount Academy boys taking on the Rossville boys in just a few minutes. Taking a look at the Care Sports schedule coming up tomorrow, Saturday. We've got a basketball game coming to you. It's the 1A Division I Girls Substate, Donovan West versus Wabunsee. That's a 5 p.m. scheduled tip. Then tomorrow night, of course, we'll have the Community National High School Scoreboard Show. It'll be the last show of the season. That is currently scheduled to start at 8 p.m. tomorrow night. I'll be back in just a moment with a look at the scores as I have them.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of soother feeds, protein tubs, and mineral on hand, and delivery service for their mixed 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing and delivery. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms, growing success.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Taking a look at some of the girls' games, we've got some finals to report. It was Troy over Mankato Rock Hills with the final score of Troy 43, Rock Hills 31. In the Silver Lake Wellsville game, the Silver Lake ladies had a victory at 58 to Wellsville's 25. Seaman beat Calpin 55 to 47 in the girls' game. At the third, it's Royal Valley trailing Osage City, with Osage City sitting at 51 points to the Royal Valley girls 37. And at the half, it was reported that Clifton Clyde was trailing Centralia, with Centralia at 24 points to Clifton Clyde's 19. In boys' finals, I'm proud to report that Atchison beat Wamego 71 to 51. Again, it was 20 points for Atchison over Wamego, with the sub-state final score for the Phoenix at 71 points to Wamego's 51. At the half, we have Marhill Mount Academy trailing Rossville by 10 points, with Rossville at 32 points, Marhill Mount Academy 22. In the Missouri Valley Falls game that we listened to earlier right here at Hot Country 93.7, it was Valley Falls by 1, 57 to Valley 16, or I'm sorry, 56. I'll be back in just a moment with the weather I forecast.
Tired of fighting ants, termites in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
FW Houston Medical Center is here for all of your health care needs. Have an illness late at night or on the weekend? Come visit FW Houston's 24/7 walk-in clinic. Call us today at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows dip down to about 26 tonight under partly cloudy skies, north winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. High temperatures reach up to 53 tomorrow, mainly clear skies. Lows dip down to about 28 tomorrow night, clear skies. Ample sunshine and dry Sunday and Monday, low 60s Sunday, mid 70s by Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 41 degrees and cloudy in downtown Atchison. It feels like 34 out there. Winds are out of the north-northwest at 12 miles per hour. Relative humidity 77%. The dew point 34 degrees Fahrenheit. Barometric pressure on the rise at 30.05 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom Couts courtside in just a moment.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gymnasium for second half coverage of your feature game.
Well, welcome back, Valley Heights High School. Joseph in the studio, Tom Couch with you here, and we've had a little action. This game has just gotten underway in the second half, and each team has gone down the floor and thrown down a three. And now the Ravens coming up with a loose basketball. Here they come. MHMA, Ebanks goes in, goes up, missed shot, got his board, follows up, missed, Brody for two. Okay, so for Rossville, a quick three hit by Cameron Miller. We're going to come back to the other end. And Luke Siebert playing with those 3 fouls, but finally gets one to drop for him and hits a three-point shot. So Siebert is on the board for the first time tonight. Now Brody just hits that one. So updating the score for you, it is 35-27, Frost over the lead, and they've got the basketball. And coming out of the game is going to be Jacoby McDonald. He got banged around a little bit. They're going to take a look at him, and now we're going to get a foul on the floor. It's going to be against the Ravens. Official taking a look, and it is going to be on five. So that's going to be Raheem picking up his first foul of the game. Rossville puts the ball in play, brings it way, way, way out top side. Thompson spinning over to the left and now go into the lane. Turned around shot outside the block is up. No good. Rebound tipped out. It's going to be rescued down. Ebanks coming up the court with it. He's 1-on-4. And very wise. They're going to slow this thing up a little bit. Here's Dulac. Here's Siebert for three. That rims out. Rebound. Pulled down Rossville. Dogs bringing it back up the floor. Quickly into the forecourt. It's going to be Horak. Here's the three left side. Online. No good. Rebound taken away by Copeman. Ravens run. Outlet. Derek in. Up. Finger roll and scores. Derek Ebank. So it's 35-29. Ravens trying to battle back. 5:56 to go in the first half. Or in the third quarter. I'm sorry. I'm watching that ball get knocked out of bounds. Roscoe is going to get Jacoby back into the game. He is not out long. He's a really good, albeit very small, point guard for Roscoe, standing at 5'7". And that's roster 5'7". That's not like real world 5'7". Now, as the bounce pass comes into the free throw line, one of the Ravens reaches in and commits a foul, and that's going to be another quick on Raheem. So he picked up fouls number 1 and 2 already here in the third quarter, and we've still got 5:45 to go in the third. Three team fouls for the Ravens. No third quarter fouls yet for Rossville. Inbound comes out on top. Stepping inside the circle, going into the lane, falling away. The shot misses, and two free throws coming up for Rossville. And it is another foul for Raheem. And he's taking a long look over here at Coach. He's like, Coach, I know you're taking me out, right? Coach is not taking him out. First of a couple of free throws is airborne and in. And Cameron Fedora will collect his sixth point of the game. He's 2-of-2 at the free throw line. And now we will see Raheem come out of the game for the Ravens. And checking back in is going to be Deron Duncombe. The free throw. Off the rim once, twice, no good. Duncan comes down with the board. Here's the thing about Deron. You're not going to move him out of the way. If he's, like, between you and the basketball, you are going around him. You are not going through him. And now the pass by Ebanks thrown away right into the hands of Jacoby, who misses the driving layup. And a rebound is going to be taken back by the Ravens. Baseball pass to Brody. They'll feed in the middle for Duncan and throw it away. Oh, a break for the Ravens. It's going to go back to MHMA. Understanding that the Ravens are looking to get some points on the board and trying to do it in the least amount of time possible, yet they're going to have to be, I think, very careful about just trying to go too fast, keeping that offense under control. Top time with it is going to be Dulac. They'll feed to Brody. Back out on top, it'll go Siebert. He'll start right, goes into the lane, twist, turn behind the back pass to Duncan, missed the layup. Tipped around, and pulled down by Roscoe. And on the upcourt play, we get a whistle, and we've got another Raven foul in MHMA. You can see the body language out of the floors. The foul on Ebanks. The players out there looking frustrated. They are acting frustrated. And 5 minutes to go in the third quarter, Rossville, who leads only by 7. It's not like some insurmountable kind of a number. The first free throw fails. So Cameron Badura hit one earlier and then has missed his next two free throws. But Jim gets quiet the second one. He goes up. He misses it. Also, Copeman coming out with a rebound. And Brody throws the ball in the middle. And the Ravens turn it over again. Just a lack of concentration and focus with 4 minutes and 50 to go in the third quarter. Back out on top of it is going to come McDonald. Jacoby dumps it over to the right side to Donovan. Back to Jacoby. Steals a look over Coach. Coach is on his feet, giving his team encouragement and direction. And Ross is taking a little air out of this thing. Jacoby has it on top. Here's a long three. Perfect. Donovan, 13 points. 39-29. 4:20 to go in the third quarter. Into the middle. Coleman for two. We're going to get a timeout with the Ravens. Breaking the action, 4:17 to go in the third quarter. It is Rossville 39, Morehill Mount Academy 31.
No matter where your home field is, Dyna-Gro Seed is at home on any acre. With a proven track record for consistent performance year after year, Dyna-Gro delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a team who understands your land with the right seed that is designed to thrive in your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrien Ag Solutions or visit DynaGrowSeed.com to learn more.
Minutes and 17 to go in the third quarter. Rossville coming up corporate to bounce. Come on, the Ravens trying to battle back in this thing. They've trailed by double digits a couple of times. They're now back to within eight. Here's a feed into the lane. Pass comes out on top. A little shuffle to the feet. No travel. 3-point shot way short. Rebound. Ravens. Raheem Thompson back in the game, clearing down that rebound. It means Jimmy with four words. Up the floor. He'll drive left. Has the ball stripped out of his hands. Outlet of the floor. Cameron Miller, showtime! Cameron Miller throws it down. 41-31. The Ravens just cannot allow opportunities to escape them. And now here's an over-aggressive defensive play by Rossville. And a foul is going to be on Brock Bush. Going to be his second. Braves will have it in right between the scores table and the MHMA bench. And here comes the Raven offense. 41-31. Rossville in front. And a cross-court pass. A bad one. Siebert right into the hands of Jacoby. It's up and good. Jacoby McDonald anticipated it, saw it, stole it, drove it, scored it. And the Ravens are now down a dozen. Coach McDonald. Now, here's what I like to see. The Pistons had the net wrapped up on one end. That was because that monster dunk a second ago. Pistons throwing the ball into it, trying to jar the net loose. So, what do you do? Rossville head coach Brandon McDonald goes down there, leaps up, grabs the net, pulls it down. Love it when head coach could dunk. 3:15 to go in the third quarter. Oh, words for the basketball. Comes out on top to Brody. Into the lane. Off the screen. Shot up too hard. Rebound. Pulled down Rossville and a Raven foul. And MHMA, the body language now is not good. The foul is going to be on Brody. It'll be his fourth. And to the other end of the floor we go. That'll be the Raven team foul five. Rossville has committed only one third quarter foul so far. First of a couple of free throws is up and unsuccessful. And for the Ravens, Siebert's going to come back in. One more free throw coming up for Cameron Miller. He's two out of three at the line. This one rolls around and rolls around and goes in. 44-31. Three minutes to go in the third quarter. MHMA with a bit of a hill to climb now. Siebert has it up top side, working between the circles. Slides over to the right side, holds it up the top side. Kicks it over to Derek. He bangs from the top. It's a three. Off the back of the rim, no. Rebound underneath. Raheem back up and in. Raheem Thompson. 44-33. And we are 2:40 to go in the third quarter. In the background again, you can hear Rossville head coach McDonald telling his team, slow down, guys. Be patient, be smart, look for the good shot. Take your time. You're in no hurry. You're leading it here by 11. Here's a feed at the baseline, falling away. The shot misses. The offensive board is going to be taken away from Siebert, put back up and in. Cameron Badura. 46-33. Baseline shot, Ravens no. Rebound slapped out on top. Going to be saved by Derek. Ebanks will spin into the lane, turn, shoots. Oh, that was a pretty shot. Derek Ebanks for two. That was highlight reel material. 46-35, and on the other end, an MHMA foul. So foul is going to be on Raheem. It'll be his fourth foul. All of them have come in this quarter. Back to the free throw line is going to come Badura. Cameron shot. Yep. After missing three in a row, he hits that one. Duncan will come back in for Coach Wessel and MHMA. And we're inside 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Substitutions are all made, and back up to the free throw line. One more shot coming up for Cameron, and that one is in also. Got them both. 48-35. Ravens with the basketball. Here's going to be Siebert. Spinning into the lane. The shot won't go. Foul and free throws coming up for Marhill Mount Academy. And it's going to be Derek Ebanks coming to the line. That is the third foul tonight for Cameron Badura. Crossville is going to go to the bench and bring Makai Jackson in. We haven't seen him yet tonight. He's going to come in for Badura. Makai Jackson is a senior at 5'11". First free throw is good. Second free throw is also. So Derek will knock down a couple of points. It is 48-37. 90 seconds to go in the third quarter. Rosso with a basketball, leading it by 11. They lopped it out on top. The Ravens have, again, gone back to the zone defense. They'll beat it left. No room. Down to the baseline. No room. It's suspended, and the ball going to be batted away. MHMA coming up. Here comes Ebanks into the forecourt. A minute 10 to go in the third. Ebanks spins into the lane. Puts it up. Got Fowler coming to the line. Fowler's going to be on Rossville and into the game. Kai Jackson picks that foul, his first. Free throw? Yes. Are the Ravens out of this game? Certainly not. Do they have a little uphill battle? Certainly so. Can they help themselves a lot by narrowing that gap by a couple of scores here in the end of the third quarter? Absolutely. And Ebanks is going to hit both of those free throws, and the Ravens are sticking around. It is 48-39. We've got a minute to go in the third quarter. Coast to coast, the feed over to the left side. Falling away. The shot is up and missing. Ravens are going to rebound it down. Here comes MHMA. Siebert up the floor with it. Weaves left, weaves right, into the lane, puts a running shot up that won't go in, but it draws a foul. And again, Luke, you can just see it in his eyes. His clenched fist out of the air, and he couldn't get that to go in, but he's coming to the line having been fouled by Jack Donovan. He has 3 points. He hit a three-point shot this quarter. That free. Suddenly, it is a single-digit game. 48-40. One more shot. And in and out. No. Rebound. Ravens are going to come up with it. Out on top. Siebert for three. Can't get it to fall. Rebound. Lost out of play to the Ravens. MHMA getting a little spark. A little life coming here. Getting a for Roswell, Coach McDonald is quickly going to the bench. And he's saying, all right, I got to get some of my guys back in there. Brock Bush is going to come back into the game. For the Ravens, they're going to bring in a little perimeter shooting. Owen Dulac is coming in. Also, Adrian Korbelik. They're going to take a couple of big guys and bring in a couple of perimeter guys. 39 seconds to go in the third quarter. Ebanks start to drive in, and he got fouled. Another Roswell foul. And this one, again, is going to be on Makai Jepson. 34 seconds left in the third quarter. Ravens getting right back in this thing. It is 48-40. MHMA's got DJ Duncan back at the scorer's table getting ready to come in. First of a couple of free throws. It's up and in. Ebanks having a good third quarter. Now Siebert is going to come out, and Duncan will come in for the Ravens. It's now 48-41. Second free throw rolls in. 48-42. Suddenly, the Ravens on a 7-0 run. 34 seconds to go in the third quarter. And the representative here out of the Northeast Kansas League, they're right back in this thing. Here comes Roswell, up 6. They'll swing it over to the left side. Korak, back on top, McDonald. Kicks it to the right side, Donovan. 13 seconds. 10 seconds. Here's a runner from the top. No. The flop. No foul. Rebound Ravens. 4 seconds. 3. Coast to coast. The shot. Misses. Duncan rebounds. Hits it at the buzzer. What a shot on the Ravens. A big man. Deron Duncan. We're going into the fourth quarter. What a game we've got. And they put that score up on the wrong side of the scoreboard. That scoreboard is wrong. After 3. It's Roswell, 48, MHMA 44.
Taco John's Alaska Flounder Fish Tacos. Fresh, tender, flaky, hooked yet? Wild-caught Alaska Flounder Fish Tacos are back at Taco John's, but only for a limited time. Reel them in today at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. The new Nacho Taco Bravo from Taco John's. Our famous beef crispy taco wrapped in a soft tortilla, all held together by refried beans and warm nacho cheese. This is Nacho Average Taco. Get two for just $6 only at Taco John's.
Well, the Ravens ended the third quarter on a 9-0 run. They're going to have the basketball to begin the fourth quarter, and we've got a ball game here in Valley Heights High School. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph in the studio. Tom Council here, courtside, 48-44, Roswell in front. The winner of this goes to the state tournament. The loser is done for the season. Here we go. Moorhill Mount Academy with the basketball, and here's going to be Luke Siebert. Out on top. Here's a long three. Ebanks, no. Rebound, Roswell. Ravens not particularly patient on that possession. 7.5 to go in the game. Way up top side with it is going to be Jacoby McDonald. He looks over at his father, head coach Brandon McDonald. Swings it over to the right side. Skip pass coming out on top. Roswell is going to be in no hurry to take any kind of a shot. They'll work it to the corner, bring it back off on top. 7:17 to go in the game. Now skip pass to the free throw line. Over to the left. Here's a wide open three. No. Offensive rebound. Driving across to follow. Got it. But Dura getting his 12th point. That was a big one. Makes it 50-44. 7 minutes to go. Dulac down the floor. Shot rejected. Going to go out of bounds. Ravens are going to have it in right in front of the stage. For the Ravens, you've got. I'm looking out there. Is it the starting five? Maybe Dulac, Copeman, Siebert, Thompson, and Ebanks. And now the Ravens are going to turn it over. 50-44. Roscoe with a basketball, leading it by a half dozen. It's 6:40 to play. Good pass in the middle. Stolen by Dulac. Ravens coming back up court with it. Owen brings it across the center. Gets run into. No foul. Taking it the other way. No foul on the other end, and the running shot missing. Rebound. No. Followed. Yes. Donovan. That was a terrible break. 52-44. Big collision on top. No foul call. Ebanks pass in the middle is going to be batted away and stolen. Here comes Rossville. They'll attack the rim. The driving shot is going to be up and good. And they are running. And they have pushed that lead right back to 10. 54-44. Ravens are going to bring it in out on top. Ebanks. Starts right, goes left, into the lane, falling away, got fouled. See where this foul is going to land. It's going to be on Rossville's Cameron Miller. Relatively inconsequential. It'll be his second foul of the ball game and a first foul of the fourth quarter by either team. Ravens need every point they can get. Derek Ebanks coming to the line here. His free throw, no. One more shot coming up for MHMA and the junior, Derek Ebanks. Second free throw, no. Rebound, Rossville. Rossville's got a combination of height and speed. They've got some big, big, tall guys, and they've got a couple of pretty speedy little guys, and they have used that to their best advantage. They've taken, again, a double-digit lead up 54-44. 5.5 to go in the game. Skip pass over to the right side. Rossville will take it over to Badura. Back on top of the center circle. That's McDonald. This time they'll dish it over to the right to Donovan. Donovan will go baseline. Jump shot on its way off the rim. Once, twice, no good. Rebound. Kicked all the way out to midcourt. And saved by Rossville. Driving in. Running shot up and good for two. Payson Horak. 56-44. Now here come the Ravens. And we get a foul this time. And it is going to be on McDonald. We're going to get a timeout? Yeah. Taking a break. 5 minutes to go in the game. Rossville, 56. Morehouse Academy, 44.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Acheson at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Acheson.
With 5 minutes left in the ballgame in the Ravens, down a dozen. They've seen Rossville come out to begin the fourth quarter on an 8-0 run after the Ravens had cut it to a 4-point game. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph in the studio, Tom Couch will be here courtside. We'll be back out here tomorrow. That's right. Yeah, can't get enough of this, Valley Heights High School. We're going to be back for the girls' game tomorrow night. Jonathan West is going to be here, so be aware of that. Ravens with the ball. They'll feed Coatman and throw away. Defender's going to steal it away from Brody, and here comes Rossville. They're bringing it up the floor and sliding over to the right side. Way out on the wing now to Donovan. I would expect Russell to be very willing to use a lot of time. Skip pass right side. Comes back off on top to Badura. And they'll feed the big guy. He will spin, get it out on top. It's batted away. Ravens coming over the seal. Come it down. Kitchen over. Triple. Now. It was a great idea. The Ravens on the steal, coming up the floor, and Leon Turner was going to be kind of a team guy. Instead of trying to fight through a defender, he's going to get the ball off the floor. Now, somebody on the other end, nobody was there. Cameron Miller took the upcourt pass and lays it in. And now Miller's going to steal the Raven upcourt pass, and this one may be done. 58-44 with 4 minutes to go. Rossville, the ball. Rossville, the lead. And right now, Rossville with all the momentum. In fact, the Ravens have not scored in the fourth quarter. From underneath, there's a falling away layup. It's going to be up and good. And Rossville's opening up an insurmountable lead. 3:50 to play. Wirtz will have it out on top to Siebert. Siebert on the give and go. Koopman puts it on the floor. Goes up. Missed the layup. Rebound underneath Rossville. Miller will clear it away. Outlet to Badura. Badura will push it back off on top. And Rossville again is going to run some time off the clock. 3:20 to play in the game. Quickly they'll go back over to the right side. And reaching in an effort to commit a steal, we're going to have a Raven foul. I suspect that is going to be on Ebang. It'll be the third foul for Derek. The ball coming in for Rossville across the way, just into their forecourt. 3 minutes and 20 to go in the ball game, and the Ravens are down 16. Boy, they made a great comeback at the end of the third quarter, but still have not scored in the fourth. Here's a Rossville shot from inside. It's going to be up and good off the window by Donovan. It's now 62 to 44. 3-point shot for Ebanks. There it is. So Derek hits the bucket. Ravens take a timeout. We'll take a break. 3 minutes left in the game. Rossville 62, Marhamon Academy 47.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the Fifth Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Well, there were certainly a couple of big swings in the second half of this ball game. The first swing occurred in the late part of the third quarter. Ravens were down 13 points. They ended the third quarter on a great run. What, 9-0 run? They made it a 4-point game going to the fourth. But then in the fourth quarter, Rossville started on a 14-0 run to put this game pretty much on ice. 3 minutes left. Rossville with the basketball, leading it 62 to 47. Driving in, here's a 12-footer. Nope, rebound. Going to be taken away by Ebanks. Here come the Ravens. Derek up floor with it. 2:40 to go. Ebanks going to go all the way in, put a shot up behind his head, and we'll have a foul called. The foul is going to be on Rossville. It'll be on Horak. Only a second of the game, and Ravens will have it in at the baseline. Team foul 3 by Rossville. Ravens have only committed 1 fourth quarter foul. Here's Dulac, right side, Ebank, goes 3, no. Long rebound, Siebert, back in to come again to Ebank. He'll go left, he'll go in, he'll go up, and got fouled, misses the shot. But all the while that is happening, the clock is getting away. 2.5 minutes left in the ballgame. It'll be the fourth foul by Cameron Badura. That is completely at this juncture inconsequential. Coming to the line is going to be Derek Ebanks. Free throw won't go in. At one stretch during the third quarter, Derek hit 5 in a row, and since then he has missed his last 4 free throws. But he does lead the Ravens in scoring with his 16 points. One more shot coming up here for Derek. And that'll go in. It is 62 to 48. 2:20 to go. Is that over and back? Yeah. That was a good call by the official over on the far side. Little over and back call. And the Ravens will put it in at midcourt. Now they're going to move it into the backcourt. system. Siebert will bring it in. Way up top side, that's going to be Wirtz. Bose Dart to the left. The defender smelled that out. He got in the way, so they came back to the right side. And the shot by Siebert is going to be very short. And the battle for the rebound is going to be resulting in a jump ball. 2:10 to go. Rossville against the Ravens now. What will be a little press on the inbound. Korak's up court pass. Going to be stolen by Ebanks. Ebanks gets grabbed. No foul. Backs away with the basketball. Plays off the screen. Comes off on top. Goes into the lane. Feeds over to Brody, who wasn't ready for it, but is able to score it anyway. Coleman. 62-50. But we're down to a minute 40 to go. And on the inbound, we get a whistle. We got a foul. It's going to be on Ebanks. Derek will have his fourth foul tonight. So he certainly will stay in the game with a minute 45 to go. A little pressure. Here's Horak. Feeds up. Big guy underneath. It's easy layup. Cameron Miller, a couple of more. 23 points for Miller. Here come the Ravens. Here comes Brody. He goes in, has his dunk slapped away and rejected. Back the other way. Rossville all alone. The layup off the glass is good. And with a minute 15 to go, they're back up 16. Ebanks will launch a long three. Nope, it hits the guy wire. And it will be Rossville basketball. With 1:12 to play. So, for MHMA, what a great bunch of senior guys. My goodness, it's been so fun to watch them. And frankly, it's kind of a personal note. I've been able to watch these guys since they were, I don't know, preschool. Come up with kindergarten. I mean, this senior bunch with Owen Tulak and Brody Coatman, Luke Siebert, Raheem Thompson has come into the team and come to school at MHMA. So, nice bunch of young men, bright futures ahead of them. Sadly for them, though, the basketball season, their senior year, are going to come to an end tonight. Minute 7 to go. Officials making sure everybody's on the same page. They're getting the ball put in play. A little look away inbound pass. And here comes Rossville. They start right, go left, go into the lane. Little underhand swoop shot. It's up and in and a foul. Count the bucket. And that is going to be the foul of the game for Brody. So he's going to foul out tonight with 14 points. And we're just under a minute to go. Free throw. Got it. McDonald. Here comes MHMA. Ravens over to the right side. That's going to be Siebert. Comes out on top. Derek, three. Nope. Rebound. Pulled down by Rossville. And they're going to walk it up the floor. Rossville with the ball up top side. 28, 27 to go. They'll spread the floor a little bit. Ravens trying to trap the ball, and they're going to steal it away. Here comes Korblik. Gets it to Siebert. Goes up. No. Rebound. A whistle and a foul. 12 seconds to go. 69-50, Rossville. And at the line for the Ravens, you're going to find Owen Tulak. The shot by Tulak won't quite go down. One more shot coming up for Owen. Ravens are going to check the seniors out. Here comes Siebert off the floor. Trace Thompson will come out. Brody is already out of the game. 12 seconds left. Dulac's second free throw coming up short. Roscoe boards it down. 9 seconds, 8. Braves are going to chase the ball. Roscoe goes over the corner. We're going to get a foul called. Korbelik picks up the foul. No surprise to see that foul happen. But 4 seconds left. And team's kind of taking their time getting everybody lined up where they're going to want them to be. Coming to the free throw line for Roscoe is going to be Jackie Donovan. He can get to 20 with a couple of free throws here. First one, nope. One more shot coming up. Donovan's going to take his time, eye up that second one with 4 seconds left, and that one does not go in either. Braves are going to rebound it down and hold it up, and that's going to do it. The final score. Rossville 69, Marham Mount Academy 50, and we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stick around for our post-game show featuring your Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on, coming up right after this.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at Second Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
Well, here at Valley Heights High School in Blue Rapids, Kansas, tonight, game two of the night, found Royal Mount Academy getting behind a little bit early to battle back and put on a great surge to cut this to a close, close game going to the fourth quarter, but the fourth quarter not kind to the Ravens. They get outscored 21-6 in the fourth. Roscoe wins it tonight 69-50. For Roscoe, leading scorer of the ball game, Cameron Miller, 23 points. For Morehill Mount Academy, it was Derek Ebank, 17. Brody Coleman, 14 in the game. Following them, you had 5-9 for Bo Wirtz, 4 apiece for Luke Siebert and Raheem Thompson, and 3 tonight for Adric Korbelik. So there you have it. The Ravens wrap up a outstanding conference championship season, but come just short of making the state tournament next week. Hey, we want to thank you for having me join us tomorrow. We're going to be back out here. It's going to be the girls' turn, and we will have the game with Donovan West here on CARE Radio tomorrow evening, so join us for that. By the way, just FYI, game one of the night, didn't get any more exciting, didn't get any more thrilling, can't get any closer. As in game one tonight, it was Valley Falls coming away with a 57-56 win over Mission Valley as Coach Gatzmeyer and the Dragons will be headed to the state tournament. Congratulations to them. Hey, till we greet you tomorrow for our man Joseph at the CARE Sports Studio. Joseph, well done, of course, as always. Thank you so much. Tom Cowles saying, so long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to our coverage of local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7 and our post-game show featuring the Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Stay informed with game recaps and the latest sports schedule at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.